Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
What's going on, guys? It's Nick with another baseball podcast for PSO, our baseball segment. Just me again. You guys are going to listen to me if you'd like. So, first off, follow us at PSO Sports 1 on Twitter and Instagram, and then Pointland Sports Opinions everywhere else. So, last time you guys heard me, if you did, I was just giving a season preview, getting excited for baseball season. Tonight, I'm recording on April 4th, Sunday night, Easter. Hopefully, putting this podcast out tomorrow in the morning. We're kind of done with all the series for the opening series, so... let's get it going. First big thing, Mets National Series already postponed. All four games postponed because of COVID outbreak for the Washington Nationals. So, already seeing it hit our season. Already seeing games being canceled. A rough start for the Nationals. They got a couple guys who are going to be already dealing with COVID who are going to be out for a while. That's going to affect them negatively. Mets, I'm mad if I'm a Nets fan. I'm happy I'm a Nets fan, but I'm mad if I'm a Mets fan. You don't even get to see your team opening series, opening weekend. Kind of a bummer, but we'll finally get to see them play. they're going to start a series against the Phillies on Monday. But Mets coming off that big extension for Lindor, they got him. So I think last time I recorded was saying they were talking about getting an extension. They got it done. They were able to meet in that middle. I think Lindor just wanted to be one of the highest paid dudes, so good for him. He got his money. Good for the Mets. So, yeah, Mets are going to have a series looking forward to the Phillies. and the Nationals, we don't even know if they're going to play. We're still waiting on that. Still waiting on word. If it is or isn't going to be played, it looks like it is going to be postponed. Just looked it up. So, five games in now to the National season. I haven't played one because it's been postponed. So that's what we're looking at here, folks, when we look at this COVID breakouts. I mean, we're close to the end. Hopefully people are getting vaccinated. Everyone's kind of learning how to be socially distanced and, you know, how to be smart. But it's still going to hit people. It's still going to affect baseball. So hopefully we don't have any more breakouts like this because, like I said, it's a tough start for the Nationals. So going into the Phillies. So the Phillies... look like they may mess around and be good to compete in this season. They have just come off a 3-game sweep of the Braves. Allowed 3 runs in that series, held that Braves offense to 3 runs, scored 9 themselves. So Braves may be looking good. And like I said, they're going to open up tomorrow night against the Mets. So as for the Braves... 0-3, not how you want to start your season, but I'm not too worried about that. I wouldn't be too worried about them either. You do want to see that offense pick it up. You have the big boppers Acuna, Freeman, Ozuna, Albies. So, but it is three games. No way to overreact yet. Give me a couple weeks, and if we're still struggling here, then I'm scared. And it looks like the final NL East team going in here is going to be the Marlins. They're 1-2. They played against. We saw them play against the Tampa Bay Rays. Like I said, only able to win one or two of those games, but that's how they opened their series. So, and they're going to go on and play starting tomorrow, Monday, against the Cardinals. So, Cardinals jumped to them. They had a tough opening weekend. Went 1-2 against the Reds. They got absolutely smacked around today. Lost 12-1. Their offensive woes started today. They scored 6 runs on Saturday and won the game. And they lost on Saturday. Lost 9-6. And in opening day, they scored 11 runs. So, but their pitching rotation looks tough. Carlos Martinez went 4 innings, or 5 innings, gave up 4 runs. And then Adam Wainwright got shellacked on Saturday, and Jack Flaherty didn't even finish 5 innings on opening day. So, kind of weary of what they're looking like going into the season. I'm worried. I'm a Cardinals fan myself, so I'm kind of worried to see what's going on. As for Cincy, that looked good. Game 1, they started off slow. Their ace, Luis Castillo, gave up a bunch of runs. Really wasn't his fault. New/old shortstop Eugenio Suarez had 2 big errors that scored some runs, so just some defensive miscues. But they're starting off 2-1. Big story of that series is Nick Castellanos. In game 2 on Saturday, he got plunked, and he was upset about it, you know. And Molina told him, you know, it wasn't intentional, so he was fine. And then later in the inning, he came around to score on a wild pitch. Slid into home, beat the pitcher's tag, and he came up and he flexed right on top of the pitcher. You know, people are pissed. But, you know, Castellanos has been a force this series. He had a home run in game 1, then he had a 3-run bomb today to put the Reds up 4-1, and they eventually won 12-1. So that's hopefully a good sign for Cincinnati, and hopefully good fortune for them to come. They need Castellanos to be big. They need Suarez to be big. They need Votto to come at nice bounce back season. So, and then, I mean, Cincy scored 27 runs in 3 games, so they're excited. And like I said, Cardinals, they're probably sweating a little bit. 27 runs, that's the pitching staff's your bread and butter. You're relying on them to be great so your offense doesn't have to struggle. So I'm worried about that. Since he's going to play a series against the Pirates starting on Monday. The Pirates went 1-2 against the Cubbies. Beat them on opening day, and they lost the other 2 games. Not really know what we're going to expect here from Pittsburgh. Probably going to be a bottom team in this division. So 1-2 against the Cubs. Ke'Bryan Hayes already went on the DL. So things aren't looking great to start the season off for Pittsburgh, but we weren't really hoping for much. As for the opponent they played the Cubbies. Like I said, Cubbies took 2-3. Hendricks was beat around in game 1, but pitching was able to bounce back in 2 and 3. And, you know, it's nice for these teams to get out to a 3-0 start or a 2-1 start for the season. And the Cubs, you know, this is what they need to do to be good and to win this division. Beat teams like the Pirates, you know, beat them in series of 3, you know, take the series. That's how you guys do it. That's how we do it. They scored 12 runs over the series and let up 9. So, you know, we had extension talks between Rizzo and the Cubs kind of fall through. And I think Rizzo kind of weary to start to do the talks in the season, but they want to get it done. They want to keep that guy there for the rest of his life. So the Cubs start a series tomorrow against the last NL Central team we have yet to talk about, the Brewers. Brewers had a tough assignment going into their opening day, our week series, dude. They had to play against the Big Boppers Twins in Minnesota. So Milwaukee off to a 1-2 start. We're going to see, like I said, it's first 3 games. There's no way to overreact yet. and we're, you know, 15 games in the season, your team's 3-12, I'd be very worried. But Brewers are 1-2. You know, they won opening day. Thing is, they played in Milwaukee, so with the NL having no DH this year, the Twins didn't even have Nelly Cruz to hit. He was just pinch hitting, so he wasn't even in the lineup for the game. But like I said, Milwaukee and Chicago face off starting tomorrow, and Pittsburgh's playing against Cincinnati, so that breaks down the NL Central. So I'm just gonna go following these teams here. So like I said, Milwaukee played Minnesota, and Minnesota took 2 of 3, so they're pretty feeling good. Go to this division. They're going to play Detroit starting tomorrow. Detroit should be the worst team in that division. So Minnesota will have Nelly Cruz back in their lineup. He'll be there. They're probably worried because Donaldson pulled up game one, hurt himself. We'll see where that goes this year. That guy is a monster when he plays, but he's definitely struggled with injuries throughout his whole entire career. And then on to Detroit. Detroit just came off a series against Cleveland. They took 2 of 3, and they're going to start against a new series against Minnesota starting tomorrow. But Detroit had a nice opening series. Game one of the season was the first one to kick off. Nice snowy game in Detroit. Miggy Cabrera hit a 2-run bomb. It was a really fun game to watch, honestly. I love watching Miggy do his thing. You want him to be, you know, you want to see Miggy doing Miggy things. But Detroit 2-1 start, you know. Cool, we like that as Detroit. Keep doing that. Win series, but like I said, they're probably going to be a basement dueling team. But they did take 2 of 3 from Cleveland. Cleveland, I'm worried. You got Shane Bieber, he took the loss in game one, and I just don't really know about that offense. It scares me. You got Nolan Dorr there, so you're relying really a lot on Jose Ramirez and company. But 1-2 to start the year, you know, we'll see how it goes. Cleveland takes on Kansas City tomorrow. Kansas City went 2-1 in their opening series against the Rangers. We're going to see how they go. I like Kansas City a lot. They scored 28 runs and let up 21. So, you know, as long as you score more runs than the opponent, you're going to win. Like I said, scoring 28 runs, I think that's the second most of any team in the opening series. So we're going to love to see what Kansas City can do this year. And like I said, they're going to go play Cleveland.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And the last team in the division, the White Sox, they went 1-2. So far, at least, against the Angels. They're playing a game right now. I believe they're down 4-3. Shohei Ohtani's pitching and hitting. No DH for them. So they're going to be doing pinch hitting and stuff. But Shohei did hit a 3-run bomb. But Tony Russo back in the chair. So we're going to see how his season goes. It'll look exciting. They're playing most of the season with no Louis Robert. So they're going to have to rely on those big other guys, you know, Moncada, Abreu. I'm sorry, I think I said they're playing it without Robert. It's actually they're playing the season without Eloy Jimenez. They're going to have to rely on Robert. So that definitely finishes up our AL Central. Next one we can go to is the AL West. Houston shellacked Oakland in the first series. They took four straight games. Outscored them 35-9. Oakland, I'm worried. 0-4. Just got trounced by Houston. And I think Houston's got something to prove this year. Houston goes in tomorrow. They're going to be playing the Angels. Angels went currently 2-1 against the White Sox. They're currently playing right now, so you know they're going to start at least 2-2 or better. You got to see a big bomb from Albert the other day. And, you know, Trout's doing his thing. It's exciting. Shohei's there. Finally, we get to see him pitch and hit. He hasn't been doing that since his first year. So, Seattle went 2-1 also. They played against the Giants. It's kind of a not great matchup. Bottom-dwelling teams. 2-1, great way to start the series. Take the series, start the season. Texas lost 2-3 against the Royals. Outscored 28-21. Letting up 28 runs is not good in a three-game series. We're supposed to be playing in the dead ball era now, so I don't know if that's actually true. We've been seeing a lot of offense in a lot of these games. But Texas goes on to face Toronto, and then Oakland bringing it up the rear, 0-4. Tough start to the season. 0-4, you know, that's not backbreaking. We got 162 games to play, but not a start you want to see. And they're not getting an easier path because they're going to go play the Dodgers, and the Dodgers are the best team in baseball. And then we're going to go to the AL East to finish up the American League. The Baltimore Orioles went 3-0 against the Boston Red Sox. Those were two bottom-dwelling teams this year. I don't know if the Red Sox are that bad. They scored 5 runs that whole series. Baltimore able to score 18. So that's a nice start for Baltimore. Go 3-0. I don't know how many series you're going to sweep this year, but if you're better than Boston, at least you're better than Boston. They're 0-3. Tough start. 5 runs in 3 games. I'm not sure how Cora is going to be able to manage that team. You know, you need the offense to work. You need your pitching to be good. You need to not look like you did just this series. You went 0-3. The Yankees 1-2. They lost 2 of 3 to Toronto. I think Toronto is going to be a thorn in their side all year. Pretty even series. The opening day one was awesome. They lost 3-2 in extra innings. It was a lot of fun to watch. Vlad Guerrero hit a bomb today. Yankees going to face Baltimore starting tomorrow, and Boston's going to go face Tampa, and then Toronto's going to go play in Texas. They went 2-1, like I said, against the Yankees, so that'll be good for them. And then Tampa Bay Rays went and played against the Marlins. Nice Florida games. 2-1 start. We'll see what happens. Marlins are not a bad team. Tampa should be pretty good this year. They get an easy matchup in Boston to start their next series. So, last division, we don't want to miss it. NL West. Both the Dodgers and the Padres took 3 of 4 games from their opponents. Dodgers were able to beat up on the Rockies, and San Diego was able to beat up on Arizona. Dodgers going to play Oakland next. That should be nice for them. And San Diego's going to play San Fran next, which should also be nice for them. San Francisco's going to be bad. I just think it's really going to be the Dodgers and the Padres beating up on the lowly three teams, San Fran, Arizona, and Colorado. Arizona went 1-3. They couldn't really manage to do anything in that series against the Padres. I think they won the fourth and final game of the series 3-1. Finally, went taking a win. I mean, starting off 0-3 and then getting that win does help. And then Colorado's in a similar situation. They were able to win game number one, but then they've just lost 3 in a row. You're going to go into Arizona struggling. But Arizona and Colorado, they're going to play each other, beat up on each other. They're both not going to be great. My biggest surprise so far, I mean, Baltimore's 3-0, and Philly taking three straight from Atlanta. That was pretty dang surprising. So, fun start to the season already, ladies and gentlemen. I was excited. You know, opening day Thursday, I took off work. I was able to watch all the games. It was a lot of fun. I had, you know, five games going at once. You know, big surprises team-wise. Nate Lau for Texas has been an offensive machine. We had a nice game the other day against Milwaukee in Minnesota. The pitchers had dueling no-hitters going into the fifth. Jose Altuve looks like he's got a pep in his step with Houston. The whole team looks like they're, you know, rejuvenated. They look like they've got something to prove. Nick Castellanos had a big weekend against the Cardinals, hitting two home runs, scoring six runs and driving in five ribbies. And he had that big bench-clearing, not brawl, but he had a big bench-clearing moment when he got hit. And then when he slid into home plate and flexed over the pitcher, he got ejected for it. But, you know, he's bringing that swagger. That's what we want in baseball. We want the swagger. We want to see this fun, you know, flair for the game. That's what people want to see. Shohei Ohtani's got two homers to start the season. Buster Posey's got two to start the season. You know, we're excited. We're seeing guys hit. Some guys are struggling. Yoan Moncada's struggling to start the season. Marcell Ozuna starting the season 1-11, struggling, seven strikeouts. But it is no way to overreact just yet because we are 3-4 games in the season. But those are just things you can look at and be like, oh no, these guys are struggling. But you had some guys throw some good games. John Means had a stellar performance against Boston for the Orioles. He was great. Seven innings, zero runs, five strikeouts, one hit, no walks. That's pretty dang lights out if you ask me. No complete games, no shutouts for any pitchers. No pitcher went longer than seven innings. We had, you know, five guys go seven innings. That's not unusual nowadays for baseball. We're going to see guys get pulled after five or six or seven. Jake Arrieta had a nice start in his return to the Cubs. Six innings, one earned run. Love to see it. And Kevin Gausman had a good start for San Fran. Six and two-thirds of an inning with one run. And six strikeouts? Yeah, so. I'm trying to think of that. Shane Bieber had an okay start. He did give up three runs. But Jose Berrios, like I said, I mentioned that game earlier. He had a 12-strikeout performance. Six runs. He didn't even allow up a hit. He just hit a guy. But they pulled him after that. They pulled him after six innings. His opponent that game against Milwaukee was Corbin Burnes, who went six and a third innings, let up one hit and one run, but he had 11 strikeouts as well. Those dudes were dueling. That was I don't want to say game of the season so far, but the best pitching duel we've seen so far. So, guys, that was that's the first series of the season for everyone. So you can overreact or not really worry. I'm not worrying about anything yet. I'm just waiting to be flooded with more baseball. So, this is where we stand. I'm super excited to watch this season keep going. And, I hope you guys are excited as well. So, you know, keep listening. Keep downloading us. You know, Pointless Sports Opinion is going to have a lot more coming. We took a nice little COVID break. But we're back. I'm going to try here to be here at least once a week, hopefully twice, trying to release everything on a Monday morning and a Friday morning between series so we can kind of break them down and see what's going on. And as the season progresses, I'm going to be able to give you some more insight on, on teams and certain players, especially. It's really hard to have some substance through 3 or 4 games, but this is all I got for you. So thanks for listening, guys. One more thing. I'm going to probably try to say this every podcast because I love playing MLB The Show. MLB The Show 2021 is coming out in 16 days. Get it on your PlayStation, and now it is on Xbox. It's on Xbox Game Pass. You can, if you are on Game Pass, you guys get that for, no extra charge. So, Xbox finally gets that baseball game. It's exciting. I'm not even sponsored by MLB The Show. If you're listening to the show, we'd love to sponsor you. We'd love you to sponsor us. But, you know, guys, probably that's my final thought, I guess. That, you guys have a good night, good day, good morning. Thanks for listening. Spread the word.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.